It's time for me to play WoW and do some dailies and grind some heroics with my 80 luck.
And what the hell is going on right now? Rage, are you with me?
Prime?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
What's wrong with your voice?
What do you mean, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with your voice, man?
What?
That?
Oh my God. Where is my awesome Scottish accent? Oh my God, I sound like a complete
You sound
idiot.
Like a Yank.
Oh my God. What is going on
that's
here?
That's totally absurd. That's
My head is totally footsie right now. I don't know what's going on. I'm totally peltering right now.
Okay, I'm back. What's up, guys?
Do you bring this guy? Do you
who's
know
this?
Him? It's what? Chris. What are you guys doing?
I need an adult. Should we run? What do we do? Rage, do we run? Do we call somebody?
Jeff, are you talking about? I'm about to do the show. What the hell are you doing?
I'm Prime, and you are? Introductions are nice, by the way.
It's Chris, and you're Jeff, the Canadian, and he's Travis, southern boy from New Orleans that likes to say y'all all the freaking time.
Y'all?
Is that even a word?
Not in my book, but you seem to say it a lot.
Am I on a moose right now? Am I dressed in plaid, chugging the maple syrup? I don't think
Prime.
So.
I have no idea, but that's who you are.
I'm freaking out.
You're Jeff and Travis. What the hell is going on? Why this isn't funny? We're supposed to be doing our show. We're doing shit.
What show?
Interactive Distractions. Hello.
Are they supposed to be important? Should we know them?
No, we're not important, but that's not the point.
Downfora X. Like Downfora X, but for Mortal Kombat players.
Welcome to that's it. Welcome to Down to 4X episode 1, 2, 3, 4. Episode 4, the 4th edition. We don't really have much going on this week. But so we just thought we'd review Heavy Rain for you. Yeah, it's quite good.
That's right, Prime. Some of you out there may be thinking that, well, how can we possibly have a copy of Heavy Rain, especially since it's not out yet and probably won't actually be out for quite a while. Well, the thing is, we actually went down to Quantic Dreams and we became friends with them, and they were going to give us like a preview copy of the finished game. But they did want us to sign an embargo in which we could play it, so long as we don't tell anybody anything about it at all whatsoever. So really no point of us having it. So we just stole it instead. And
are you sure this is kind of like okay? Is this the right thing to do? You know, like we're on a podcast and we're probably, you know, we're telling everybody this. So I think Quantic Dream's going to know.
It'll be fine. What's the worst that could happen anyway?
Oh, okay, well, I feel much better now.
So, Prime, what did you think of it then?
Well, like I said, I thought it was quite good. What the heck is going on?
Around the perimeter. Don't know if you got him. Blank him. How many rooms does a man walk down between?
Who are these guys, Rage?
Rage?
Make way for the commander. Commander approaching.
Crap!
The commander would like a word with you.
Who are you?
My name is David Cage. I'm Fletch.
David Cage? You're the leader of Quantic Dream.
I know.
Alright, sorry. Well, what are you doing here then?
Give me the game, Prime. If that is your real name.
Yeah, it's my real name. It's Prime. Don't Fire X podcast.
Give me the game.
Well, could be talking about any game. What game are you talking about? Because I don't know what game you're talking about. There's no games that I know of that it maybe belong to you. Maybe, I don't know, but it might not. I don't know, but certainly no games here that's like by Quantic Dream.
Enough of this silly talk. You know what game I'm talking about, Prime?
I don't know.
You know, the game. The game. Wait a minute. Wasn't there supposed to be two of you?
Commander, reports of C4 being planted all over the room. Get out of there now.
Sacre bleu!
Quick, Frank, grab the rope! Go! It's a bit bloody time!
Quickly, get them!
Yes, sir.
Here, grab this! Sucks to be you!
Alabaster, lullaby, get them!
Good night, lullaby!
No, lullaby, no!
Come on, Prime, we've got to go!
Hang on, just 2 seconds!
Come on!
Dieu! Why did you just let them swing around like that?
The majestic beauty was too much, sir. We were powerless to stop them.
This way, Prime. Into the ventilation shaft. Let's go!
One for the road! Down to Fort X is under siege, attacked by terrorists. I wonder what they want.
What's going on? I don't understand. Like, why are they attacking us? This seems far too extreme just to get one game back. Man, there has to be something else they're after. Is there something you're not telling me?
I don't know. Why are you looking at me? I don't know anything about this. It's not as if I've got some kind of secret pass or anything.
Wait a second. You seemed awfully prepared for all that. Where did you go? What happened?
Look, I'm prepared for most situations, so don't even ask me that.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, you seem to not know what's going on, so I think they're probably just looking for that game that we stole.
Yes. Now let's never discuss this again. Hello? Oh, it's for you, Prime.
Hello? Who's this?
Hello, brother! It's me!
Oh, Peter, how you doing, man? I've not spoke to you in ages. How's things going?
Not your actual brother, you tool. I'm Master Miller.
Wait a minute. Master Miller doesn't have that kind of voice.
He doesn't? I mean, I don't? How about this voice, then? How does that sound?
That sounds kind of like him, yeah, okay.
Did you know that the common household rat reproduces at 500 knots a second?
No. What's knots a second? What is... Is that some sort of code?
Yes! Seconds! Seconds! Yes! Yeah. You heard me, I said it.
Who was that then?
I don't know, some guy talking about knots of seconds and rats or something.
Of course! It all makes sense now.
Wait a minute, is there something you're not telling me?
No.
Well, if you say there isn't, I'll believe you.
Good. Right. Now all we have to do is we just have to go down these ventilation shafts for another 4 miles until we get to the Don't Fall X mountain.
Ah, that's the extinct volcano. I totally forgot we were living in that.
That's right. And then they're waiting for us. Should be a helicopter so we can just get out of here and pretend these terrorists never existed. Out of sight, out of mind. Problem solved.
End of story.
Ah! You alright?
I'm alright. Crap. Ridge, save yourself. Oh, he's already away.
Hello there, boy.
Oh my goodness. Who are you? Who are you? You seem to be like the coolest character in all of the series.
I am Shalashaska, also called Revolver Ocelot. Yes, Ocelot.
Yes.
Down to 4X! The podcast with the most cast.
Well, got to keep going. Only 26 metric miles until we leave the Delta 4X mainland and head to freedom.
You there! I bet you're thinking, how could this very muscular man fit inside this puny tank? And why does he have a raven on his head? Well, I'm going to only answer one of those questions, so you better choose wisely. In fact, wait a second. You're one of those Delta 4X guys, aren't you? I've been programmed to kill you! Where's the other one? Tell me where he is now, or I will be forced to shoot this cannon at you, right in the face!
What are you talking about? What other guy? It's like, it's just me, and look, I've got stuff to do, if you don't mind, I'm gonna go finish a podcast all by myself, because it's only me that does it. So if you don't want me to mess up your little toy tank here, just get on my face!
Ah, such courage! You remind me of myself back when I was a child, back in the old days back in Iceland, where I used to live with my mother and father in this little town, but then suddenly this man came with his people, he had all these barbarians coming in, and then suddenly attacked the village, ransacked the place, cut my mother's head off in front of my eyes, killed my father, and for the next 20 years...
You there! Would you like to come on an adventure?
An adventure? Of course I would! What kind of adventure is it? Is there dragons?
Of course there is! What do you think this is, Krull? No, my boy, this is Azeroth! Also known as the World of Warcraft.
Hot dang!
Oh, I see you're excited to get started. Well, that's great. What I want you to do first is head down this path here, down to Goldshire, past Goldshire. You'll see the Darkmoon Fairs being built in the field, and in that field you'll find some quillbores. I want you to go over there, kill 12 quillbores, and bring me back the pristine tusks. Remember, they have to be pristine tusks. If they're not pristine, you have to kill more than 12. It's a bit annoying, but when you come back, I'll give you a nice hefty sum of 19 copper. Then I want you to go straight to Outland, through the dark portal, go get yourself over to Shattrath City, get yourself your Hearthstone there, then go over to the Black Temple in Shadowmoon Valley, and go to the Black Temple and fight Illidan Stormrage. If you fight him and kill him, I'll give you another 12 gold. When you've done that, I want you to come back, and then you've got to go to Dragonblight in Northrend. When you get to Dragonblight, then you'll be able to fight your big dragons and stuff like that, you know, ooh, dragons. When you're finished, though, I'd like you to head on up to the Wrath Gate at the back of Dragonblight. There you'll find the Lich King. He's standing there waiting to kick some face in. I need you to form some sort of crack elite team group to take him on, because the Ice Crown Citadel is no laughing matter. The group should consist of a ranger, a barbarian, a magician, a thief, a cavalier, and an acrobat. And if on the journey you find yourself a baby unicorn, that won't hurt a bit. And that should be enough to take on Arthas.
Whoa, wait a minute.
What's wrong?
What the heck's a cavalier? Never heard of a cavalier. What's
wrong with cavalier? It's a perfectly valid class. I mean, it's sort of like a paladin.
A paladin? Well, I suppose it's alright, but I want a retribution paladin.
Well, that could be arranged. But a retribution paladin? Really? I think you're better off with a defensive paladin so you can tank your group.
No, I know what I'm doing, and I'm getting rid of that acrobat as well, and I want him replaced with, like, an actual beastmaster. In fact, the beastmaster, Dar. Right, and I'm getting rid of that ranger as well. It's far too much like an elf class, so, like, I'll replace that with a space marine with a ripsaw and a standard blaster. The magician, I'm going to totally get an arcane fire mage. They're so cool. The thief, I'm totally going to get rid of that. There's no point in having one of them instead of a witch hunter. And instead of a barbarian, I think I'll have four warriors of light. No, I'll have three warriors of light and one warrior of utter darkness so that they can keep them in check.
Okay, whatever.
And I want them all aligned either chaotic good or evil neutral.
Well, I can clearly see that you were probably not the best person to ask for the help. I think you can go now. Other heroes of Azeroth will rise up one day and take on the Lich King, but what level are you anyway? What class and spec are you? Do you have multi-spec? Dual spec? Do you have a flying mount?
That just went right over my head. What are you talking about? A flying mount? What the heck is a flying mount? Is that like a hovering cliff?
Oh, I see. Linen pants, fine linen shirt, a worn dagger. Oh, you're level one. You're a level one noob. Well, I think I should just stop recruiting at Northshire Abbey. Maybe that's the problem. Oh well, I'll see you around, eh?
Wow, what have you done? Ah, my arms, you blew my arms off. The raven on my head is thirsty for your blood, but... Ow!
Ow. Where am I?
Ah, I'm glad you're awake. Sorry we had to knock you out. You were screaming like a scared little orphan child.
I was screaming.
You'll notice that you're strapped into this table. This is one of my personal favorite torture devices. It's an electric table. You're strapped in, and when I press this button, it's going to run a high-voltage electric current through your body. For a short period of time, it won't kill you, but... if it lasts for too long, it'll cause some serious internal damage.
No! No, don't! Please! No, don't!
Ah, don't cry, little baby. Anyway, the way you save yourself is pretty much you tap the circle button repeatedly to regain your health. If you feel like giving up, press the select button. No, I won't judge you for being a pansy. But, all of my men probably will.
Select button! I don't have a select button. I don't have any buttons.
You're right. Hey, you over there, get this man a dual shock controller. We'll start you up pretty much soon, Prime, don't worry.
I'm strapped in, I can't use it though. I can't put both hands on it. Could you put like it in the hand? Could you put it in one hand so the circle button's on my thumb?
Can't do that, sir, it's against company policy.
I see you're ready. Good, we'll begin. I'm going to turn the machine on now.
You're gonna what?
The machine, I'm going to switch it on.
Are you? What are you gonna do to it? What are you gonna do?
I'm going to change the machine's state of non-functionality to a state of usability.
But how would you say that if you're trying to be professional but like not like a scientist? Come on, how would you say that? What would you say? What's the term for that, eh? Eh?
I'm going to activate it.
Yes!
That was easy!
We're not finished yet.
No! No!
Ow! 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 Ow!
Ow! That was so sore!
We're not finished yet.
Please no. Please no. Please don't.
That was easy. What? Put the machine to full power. Bring it on.
You fool! You've killed him!
Oh, David Cage is not going to like this.
I'm sorry, sir.
His mental shielding was extremely weak. I dove straight into his mind.
What did you find?
Earthworm Jim.
I bloody knew it! It doesn't know anything!
It was fun to watch him die, though.
Yes, granted. But, oh, David Cage, he's going to kick our balls in for this one. There's a completely different thing with the DARPA chief, but with this guy... he needed him alive.
I didn't think he'd be such a wuss.
He was a bit of a wuss, you've got to admit.
I know. What am I going to do to explain it to him, though?
Candlelit dinner.
Yes, what about a candlelit dinner? He'll enjoy that, surely. He's French.
Yeah, well, fine. Okay, I'll try it. But if it doesn't work, it's curtains for both of you. You're not getting any cut in the money. And that'll leave me and Wolf, okay?
Yes. You and Wolf in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
First comes love, then comes marriage.
And then comes Raven in a no-armed man carriage.
Raven, what happened to you? What happened to your arms?
Nah, he blew them off. Get revenge for me, boss.
Who done this?
The other one. The other guy from Down Fortex. But there's only one of them. Surely. No, David Cage told me there was definitely two.
Yes, two.
Well, I was also informed by David Cage that there would be more than one person to fight.
Well, this changes everything. I'm going to get my main man, Malagos, on it. Yo, Mally, for shizzle dizzle, yo. I've got an extra, I'm tripping out here, man. I've got an extra Down to 4X guy. Could you take care of him with some of that arcane presence for me, please? Great. No, of course, I'll be down later on to pay for the last batch, and I'll be picking up some more. While I talk to the Cagemeister about the quantum code, I want you guys to dispose of this body. It's actually pretty stinky.
You're listening to Down to 4X.
We are currently flying over the Down to 4X desert, sir. Are you positive you're not forgetting anything, sir?
I don't think so. I've got my DS's. What else could I possibly forget?
Okay, sir. Just another 6 hours before we pass this desert, then we'll be crossing over into the Down to 4X Outlands.
Great.
Massive blue object flying towards us, sir, with a cool gray beard.
Wow! Hail to thee, fellow bearded one! What is thy name?
I am Malagos, dragon aspect of all the arcane.
What ails thee, Sir Malagos?
I heard from my main homeboy, Licky Snicky, that you were in possession of a specific cartridge you wanted.
What cartridge is this you are talking about, you big, blue, scaly, bearded dragon thing?
Batman Forever on the Atari Jaguar.
Batman Forever on the Atari Jaguar? That was never released!
It wasn't? Why would Licky tell me a lie?
I'm going to sort this out. I'll give him a quick call and check.
Hello?
Yes, I'm talking to him now. He says it wasn't released.
Yes. Look, he wants to speak to you.
Yeah, hello? Yeah. No, it doesn't exist. Look, I wouldn't joke about something like that. This is serious stuff here. Look, I waited in the line for that. 3 years of supposed development. And for what? Nothing. And then they cancelled the whole Atari Jaguar itself. It's like, ugh. So don't you be talking to me about Batman Forever cartridges and stuff, Mr. Liquid Shake Smoothie Man. Uh-huh. Okay. Malagos, for you again. Oh, that's a cool wallpaper on your phone, by the way.
Thanks, I got it from Warhammer Online.
Yo, Licky, what's up?
Uh-huh. Okay. Bye.
What was that about then?
He wants me to kill you.
So are you gonna?
Yes, I think I should.
Alright, come on then, you pansy! Arcane or no, you're getting it!
Now follows a health and safety announcement regarding Malagos.
Magic. Spells. The arcane. The black arts. Mana. Magic tricks in the street corner. Even simple card tricks. These words may seem familiar to you. Perhaps you've even heard your children say them to you. Mommy, they would say,
what's a spell?
But what do these things really mean? They mean unemployment, higher rates of crime, even death. 20% of all deaths recorded in the UK are caused by the use of amplified magic. What does this mean to you? It means that 1 in 5 people you know will die as a result of this. Check out the testimonies of these sad, sorry excuses for men.
Kenwati, I remember staying next to this guy called Malagos, and I remember whenever I went to the shops and that, he was asking me if he wanted anything for the shops, and I'd get him like milk and eggs and that, and see when I come back, he'd reward me with a wee bit of magic. And you can what? I couldn't stop. I kept on going to the shops and getting him all this stuff. I used to pay for it and everything, man.
This is another example of a sad story. First it was milk, Then it was milk and bread. Then it was milk, bread and butter. Milk, bread, butter and eggs. Milk, bread, butter, eggs and a paper. I could go on, and I will. The list would increase to include such things as milk, bread, butter, eggs, paper and bacon. Milk, bread, butter, eggs, paper, bacon, more butter. Milk, bread, butter, eggs, a paper, bacon, more butter, tomato sauce, and bird's eye potato waffles. Milk, bread, butter, eggs, paper, bacon, more butter, tomato sauce, bird's eye potato waffles, super noodles, and chicken and mushroom pot noodles. Milk, bread, butter, eggs, a paper, bacon, more butter, tomato sauce, bird's eye potato waffles, super noodles, chicken and mushroom pot noodles, Scottish blend, and a Kit Kat. Milk, bread, butter, eggs, a paper, bacon, more butter, tomato sauce, bird's eye potato waffles, super noodles, chicken and mushroom pot noodles, Scottish blend, a Kit Kat, Heat magazine, and four oranges. Milk, bread, butter, eggs, a paper, bacon, more butter, tomato sauce, bird's eye potato waffles, super noodles, chicken and mushroom pot noodles, Scottish blend, a Kit Kat, Heat magazine, four oranges, more butter, and a vanilla milkshake. And sometimes this hideous shopping nightmare would happen 13 times a day, every day.
My back started to cripple and that, eh, with the weight of all the messages and that. He started to give me buffs and that, eh, just so I can carry all the messages. And you know what? It still wasn't enough. I had to use a shopping trolley.
But he was one of the lucky ones. That trolley, which so tormented him, actually turned out to be his greatest lifeline. When overcome with fatigue, he fell into the trolley and rolled 26 miles down the motorway until we landed in our hostel, the Federation Against Arcane and Additional Malagos Nuisances. Famine. Unfortunately, some people aren't so lucky.
We moved into the Eye of Eternity not too long ago. Me and David, we just had a child and we decided to get a new house and... It turns out when we moved into the Eye of Eternity, we met Malagos. He seemed like such a nice gentleman. He said he was over 20 million years old. So we thought, you know, he could do with a little help around the house, and you know, we thought we'd just to be good neighbors, we would help clean up and you know. Go for shopping trips and stuff, and then he started rewarding David with magic. And bloody magic. And magic. David would come home sometimes stinking of magic, and I could tell he'd be using it, and every time I'd bring it up, he would shout at me and punch the wall. I was scared. Malagos is such an evil person. At first I didn't want to believe he was using magic, but the signs were becoming more clear. He would cast buffs on Jemima before she went to school, and then he started hanging around warlocks instead of paladins.
There, young lady. We can't bring your husband back. But we can start affirmative action.
Thank you.
If you've been affected by the arcane presence of Malagos, then you're not alone. The extent of his foul design has spread across the entire country, and even the Prime Minister himself is starting to do something about it.
Malagos is an absolute disgrace to our country and our planet. And the entire race of blood elves have been junkies for this magic, or the arcane as it's commonly known, for the past 7,000 years. Now, people who think there is no way out, believe me, there is. We will try and help you. We will help you. What we need to do is get a party together, storm the Eye of Eternity, and slay this bugger once and for all. Am I the only person here, really, am I the only person here that sees he's a freaking dragon? He needs to be slayed!
Well, there you have it. I'm now off to start my own guild, the Frodo's Burning Brown Ring, so I can head to Northrend and deal with Malagos myself. Who's with me? Who's with me? Who's with me? That'll do.
This has been a public safety announcement brought and paid for by the Republic Against National Geographic.
Okay. Ooh, you can do this. Liquid, don't worry about it. It's just David Cage. He's, I don't know. What am I going to say? He's French. He's French. You can get anything by him. It's fine. Just, you know, ooh. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, Liquid, my friend, are you?
David, hello, I was looking for you. I just wanted to let you know a couple of things. We captured Prime.
Did he have anything to say about the location of the Batman Forever cartridge?
Well, he didn't say anything, and Mantis probed his mind, and all he had in it was Earthworm Jim. We killed him, sorry.
Mon Dieu, why did you do this? Achtung, weil sie Namen lacht.
Sorry, sir, you're going German again.
Yeah. Why? Why did you kill him? Why did you freaking kill him?
We've still got one to catch. We've got to catch. I think his name is Rage or Rage. I don't know, but he's still at large. Maligos is on his ass though.
Ah, Maligos. Okay, that is fan. This is no problem. Am I talking French again? Is that fan? Is that good?
Yes, sir. You're talking French again. Does the quantum code actually exist? What is it? What does it do? And why is it on an Atari Jaguar cartridge? Surely that's a flawed and useless format now.
Okay, I will relate the story as I was told. One day, the greatest programmer of all time was working on a port of Batman Forever from the SNES to the Atari Jaguar. He found out the perfect code. The most optimized code anyone has ever known. I do not know that code. I need that code. He found out what that code was, and he found out the power it possessed. He realized he could reprogram the universe as he saw fit, commanding stars and eternity, all with the power of his typing. Later on, he was murdered for that code. He was killed brutally in front of his family. His carcass was dragged out his home, and he was stabbed 27 times in every orifice of his body. His family then was diagnosed with terminal illness, and they all died as well. What does this mean? I do not know, but I want their power. That cartridge possesses, and I need it to finish Heavy Rain.
Bloody hell. But wait, didn't they have the only gold copy of Heavy Rain?
Of course not. That was just an extended demo. Most of the assets come from Fahrenheit.
You're not pulling my bloody chain, are you? Is this quantum code as powerful as you say it is?
Yes, of course. It can do anything.
Really? Well, can it gouge someone's eyes out and burst their toes with a toffee hammer?
Oui, of course.
Well, can it give a lion a German suplex off the top of a skyscraper onto a limo?
Yes, it can.
What about arithmetic? Is it good at maths?
It is the best at maths.
Can it get me a Tickle Me Elmo for Christmas?
Why are you thinking so small?
Can it stop Mr. Domino?
No one can stop Mr. Domino. It says it on the title of the frickin' game.
I know. It's just a joke. Oh, jeez, man. Can it beat Stephen Hendry at snooker?
It already has. Twice.
Whoa. Is there any evidence that this code exists? Is there any evidence that it is this powerful?
We know that it is true because pieces of the code have resurfaced from people who used it before. Capcom once had part of the code. They created Onimusha with it.
Ah, good game.
And then after that, they lost the code. And then they created Onimusha 2.
Ugh, not so good game.
But then they found it again and created Onimusha 3.
Ah, another good game.
And now they've lost it forever. And then they created Onimusha 4.
Ugh, not so good game.
I have that piece of code. ATM.
Whoa, just hearing it makes me feel the power.
Oh, but that is not all. Hideo Kojima again found another piece of the puzzle. Equals. And with that amazing equal sign, he was able to create his most famous work. Zone of the Enders 2. Wait, that is not all. David Perry came into possession of a simple fragment of the code. R-E-V. He then released Messiah and Sacrifice for the PC. Some of the most amazing programmers in the world have only had a fragment of the quantum code. What would a man become if he possessed the code itself? The great game designer Tim Schafer had that to say before he was killed on the last Smarty Pants Gamer podcast.
Freak's sake, man. With that kind of power, we can finish my collection of How My Body Works books. I'm missing books 2, 17, and 35. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Cage.
Yo, Mally, my main man, ya bitch. How are you doing?
Wings torn off? What do you mean?
Well, you can take those broken wings and learn to fly again. And when you hear the voices sing, the Book of Love will open up and let you in. I'll talk to you later.
I'm alive. What the hell? I best be quiet. The guards may still be here.
What was that noise? Just the wind. I think I just heard a sigh of relief. Whose footprints are these? They're mine.
This is Prime. Rage, do you read me?
Loud and clear, Prime. Age hasn't slowed you down one bit. Why is your voice going all funny, though?
I just survived being electrocuted 5 times. I don't know how I did it, but I must be some kind of superhero or something.
You must be, Prime. You must be. Anyway, I just fought Malagos.
Malagos? Isn't that level 500 elite dragon from World of Warcraft?
Yes! And funny story, before I tore his wings off, he mentioned trying to get Batman Forever on the Atari Jaguar.
But that game was cancelled, wasn't it? It never came out in the Jaguar.
I know! And even as I pulled his eyes out with his own tail, he was utterly adamant that I had it.
Well, Malagos didn't become the dragon aspect of magic for nothing. I'm sure he knows what he's talking about.
That's what I thought. And I've done some digging, and I think we might actually have it down in the Delta 4X National Archives. So I was thinking maybe you could go down and like see if it's there. It's like, if you're not busy.
I got nothing better to do today. How's that help coming along?
Yeah. It's coming along really well. I'm currently on the ground talking to the National Guard, the Delta 4X National Guard. It's like we should be here there any time though to help you. So. Yeah.
Whew, that's a relief. Is that a helicopter?
No, bye, Neil.
The National Archives. I best go see Octagon about something like that. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, are you Octagon?
No.
No, okay. Hey, you, are you Octagon?
No.
Hey, you! Octagon?
No.
Nope. Is that you?
No. Nope.
Hey, you! Are you Octagon?
No.
Hey, are you Octagon?
No.
Ah, damn it. Hey, Octagon, is that you?
No, it is.
No, okay, fine, bye.
Bye.
Wait a minute. Hey, I've not tried this room.
Stealth camouflage, wow.
Where's my friend?
Well, I don't know what friend you're talking about. You could be talking about anyone. You don't look like you have too much friends, though.
Neither do you.
What next?
Prime.
You're that ninja.
I've been waiting for you, Prime.
Who are you?
Neither enemy nor friend.
I come from a world where such words are meaningless.
Atari Nation. But that podcast died out with the Jaguar, and you with it.
Don't you remember the last time we spoke?
Yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday. You were saying,
The podcast!
And you were saying something about how many episodes the podcast should have.
Yes, yes, yes!
Yeah, after that it gets kind of... I can't remember.
Don't you remember? We argued until we had a minefield! You killed me!
Oh yeah, I do remember that now. I remember killing you and then thinking later on that day, I didn't just lose a friend, I lost a podcast.
Wow, what's with these guys? They're like my Hungarian dope smugglers. Wow, leave me alone, you crazy ninja thing.
Leave him alone. I need that man.
Oh, you need that man, huh?
No, I don't need that man. I need him. You know, I need to talk to him. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean I need him.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say.
Just leave him alone.
You and I must fight to the death.
No, I don't want to have to kill you again. And besides, I've already killed you once, so technically I've already won.
Damn it. Hurt me more.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yeah, so I found out about it in the late 70s. Never looked back.
Whatever you say, man. Each to their own, huh?
Enough!
Whoa! Your mama's so fat she bleeds chocolate milk.
Well, if Chuck Norris has $5 and you have $5, Chuck Norris still has more money than you.
Well, why did the hedgehog cross the road?
I don't know. Why did the hedgehog cross the road?
To see its flatmate.
Did you know that elephants hate cherry trees by painting their toenails red?
No, they don't.
Well, have you ever seen any?
How much wood could woodchuck chuck if woodchuck could chuck wood?
What's brown and sticky?
I don't know.
A stick!
How many surrealists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know.
A fish.
Say milk 10 times.
Milk, 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 milk.
What a cold drink.
Milk.
No, they don't.
Okay, man, whatever, you win. Can you just go now?
Sure.
Wow, you saved me. I can't thank you enough. Do you want thanked?
You can thank me by giving me information.
Oh, okay. I suppose.
I'm looking for Batman Forever on the Atari Jaguar.
But that game was never released.
I know. It has to exist, though.
Well, I think we may have something. I'll check the archives. Whoa, it actually does exist. Wow. See, when you're finished with it, could you bring it back? I'd like to try some experiments if that's okay.
Fine. Why is this cartridge so important, though?
It has something on it called the quantum code. It's a piece of code that people can make games from.
But why would terrorists attack us for it? It seems trivial that terrorists would want to make a video game.
Well, I'm only going by what Wikipedia says. Wikipedia says it's, whoa, the cartridge is in my back pocket. Whoa, it is! How convenient, whoa.
Who'd have thought Wikipedia would be quite accurate?
It's written by science!
Where did you hear that?
On Wikipedia, silly.
Give me that damn cartridge. I'm so sorry it has to end this way, but now that I have what I need, you're gonna have to die.
But why? You saved me from being killed.
I'm so sorry, but it has to end this way. If I don't kill you, someone else will, and that's just gonna add to their KDR. I may as well get one up.
Okay, I see. Whatever.
I'm glad you understand. That was oddly satisfying. That was good times.
That a freaking axe!
Mr. Cage, bad news! It seems that Malagos's wings have been ripped off by Rage.
Ah, but we need Rage! Without him, we know not the location of the quantum code. Or Batman Forever.
Yes, about that. I was thinking, why don't we just check Wikipedia?
That is just crazy enough to work. Get me my VTech laptop. Ah, here it is. It's a stub, but it has one piece of information. Prime has it!
Yes, it says here that Octagon gave him it before he was mysteriously shot dead in his offices.
Why are you still typing?
Sorry. I thought that's how you use computers.
Well, where is Prime now?
Says here he's trying to escape the continent. He's off to the Down to Vortex spaceport. Sorry.
Send Mantis to find Prime, and you go find Rage.
Okie dokie! I remember this bit. This is the bit where Meryl's all like,
"Hey, Snake. Don't you like me, Snake? Snake, I want you. Make love to me, Snake."
And then I'm like, "Meryl, what's wrong? What are you doing?" And then she's like,
"Snake, I want you."
And then I'm like,
"Up to camouflage, huh? I hope that's not your only trick."
How the hell did you know I was here?
Whoa! And then you're like,
"What's the matter? Don't you like girls?"
And then I'm like, "Hey, what's that meant to mean?"
"Well, seeing as you found me, you may as well witness my true power. Listen to me. Listen to this closely. See, listen. I'm over to your left. Now I'm over to the right. It sounds like we're in a big cavern now. I can make my voice go all squeaky.
You cannot comprehend this power.
Now I'm going to change the soundtrack to Spanish.
Ahora he cambiado el idioma a español.
¿Qué? ¿Por qué?
Sí.
No!
You see, Prime? I can do anything I want in your mind. Now let's dive into your mind and see what games you've played. Ah, I see you've been playing Earthworm Jim. Ah, you hold a special place in your heart for him. And what's this? Brinny? Are you demented? It's a stupid little penguin with swords.
Hey!
What's wrong, Prime? Can't you take the heat? Stop playing such a childish game. And go play Uncharted 2. Mortal Kombat Trilogy, for the mindless enthusiast for violence. I see you've wasted about 50 odd hours trying to get all your characters up to level 100 on Disgaea. Nobby Nobby Boy on the PS3. It's not even a real game.
Ah, come on, it's a steal at £3.19 available at all good PlayStation Network outlets.
I will now go into the darkest corners of your mind and see what you have locked in there. No! No! Final Fantasy X-2 on the PS2.
It's a store copy. I was given it by a friend. I don't even like it. I hate that game so much. You misunderstand. Like, I only keep it because it's there on my shelf. I don't play it. I really don't. I've played it a couple of times, but I didn't like it. I really hated it. Like, it was the worst game I'd ever played in my life. See the way she runs in that, oh, you beast. Oh, I didn't. Nah. Like, just forget you seen that. Just. Are you alright? Are you okay? Manus?
Back in my childhood, Final Fantasy X-2 was being played by my father. He beckoned me over. He said to me, "Psycho, come over here." He had all the characters of the songstress outfit dancing away in battle. I fainted. And then when I came to, the entire village was engulfed in flames. That was the That was the first time I used my powers. You and me, Brian. We're the same.
Oh, so you mean I can do all that stuff in my mind as well?
No.
I finally made it to the spaceport.
Welcome to the Dante Fartex spaceport, you Brit. Your transport to the stars. No loading in the white area, alright?
I wonder where Rage is. I hope he gets here soon. There he is. No, it can't be.
Hello, my little friend. I'm David Cage. I'm French.
What are you doing here?
I am here for the cartridge. Hand it over.
Why do you want the cartridge so much? What does it mean?
I'll tell you what it means. Do you think Heavy Rain is going to sell at all? It's a piece of pretentious garbage, and I wholeheartedly accepted that responsibility from the get-go. There's no genuine gameplay at all. It's a piece of fluff garbage. You are going to spend $60 on this product and then you are going to feel despair for doing so. You know what's going to happen? I know what's going to happen. Kotaku are going to feature it and they're going to rave about it until it comes out. And then when it finally comes out, they're going to give it a horribly low score. That's how bad it's going to be. They don't even do scores, yet they're going to bring scores back because it's going to be so bad. But with the quantum code, yes, the quantum code, it can rebuild the game, it can make it whole again. It would be perfect.
Oh, so that's why the one we took was so lackluster and boring and rubbish.
Exactly. Now give me the cartridge now.
Okay. What have you done?
Zi totalmente lo meritano.
You do not realize the powers with which you meddle. I have 3 parts of the quantum code.
So you can program a really good game?
No, it means I can do this.
What's going on?
Hello?
In a galaxy far, far away, fresh blood flows into your eyes, and you begin to hear the tormented whispers of the damned.
I don't understand!
Oh no! Am I dealing with a kid?
I'm 26!
Well, I'd say you're a man after all.
Who is this anyway?
I am Banish!
I don't know who Banish is, I've never really heard of you.
A friend of Blasternaut.
Oh, Blasternaut! Yeah, I remember him from the Christmas party. How's he doing? Ah, you're one of his friends, eh? Yeah, so how you doing, man? I've never met you, but yeah, he spoke a lot about you. Hey, could you help me with this whole David Cage thing?
Although you have been fortified by your quest, you can still feel him, clawing his way up from the dark recesses of your soul.
Who, David Cage?
Do you get it, Sonny?
I think so, but, how do I find him? Where is he?
The inhabitants of Ipreseru were able to temporarily confine Ihadolka in Evil Zone.
And where was that?
Ipreseru, Happy Island. Happy Island. Happy Island. Beyond the desolate wastes of Aranok, you will find an answer. Or perhaps salvation. Let the battle begin.
And aside from that, all that Modern Warfare 2 business, I mean, guys, that's pretty much it for me. It was a solid gaming week. I really had a good time. Yeah, still playing it. It was fun. So that's it for me.
We might
yeah.
have to get that on PS3 as well, so I can jump on there with you.
Absolutely.
Hide behind on the Modern Warfare.
I think I might have to do that because a lot of people are playing it both. So yeah,
sheep. Nice. Everyone give money sheep. To Activision. It's okay.
Cool.
All right. Well, Prime, what's distracting you?
What?
What's distracting you?
What's distracting you? What's distracting you?
You mean like, what have I been playing? What's it called? The fighting game, the Street Fighter 4.
A lowercase?
Oh, I think it's got a capital S and a capital F in it. I'm not sure.
So, Prime, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? You and Rage had something going on.
What's that
on.
Meant to
you
mean?
You know, what's going down? What brings you over to these parts of the neighborhood?
I was talking to Paul Iding earlier, and he told me that I had to go to Ipreseru, Happy Island.
Give the shit!
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 8439. My name is Christopher Keough, and I'm here with Jeff Jordy.
That's G-E-O-F-F.
G-E-O-F.
And the Masters of Canadia.
And Travis Baum. Hello. And over there is Prime from Scotland.
Wait a minute, why are you starting the show all over again?
Eat some haggis before coming over, you know?
Yeah, I did.
How's your pet sheep doing?
Yeah, they're okay. Yeah.
All lowercase.
No, Prime, we're just messing with you there, man. You can go ahead and seriously say what has been distracting you, because we really do care.
Street Fighter 4.
It's the website.
Assassin's Creed 2.
Hey, it's a website.
Uncharted.
It's a website.
It's a website! Okay, it's a freaking website. Whatever, man. Calm down.
Oh my god, my dogs are looking at me incredibly cutely. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I had a dog. I had to put him down at the start of the year, though. He was really old and he started dying.
Who gives a shit?
Shit.
We're just joking, buddy. We do give a shit.
It's a website!
All right, are we done then?
I think we're done. And then we'll set up if he needs anything else, and you can just let us know.
Yeah, cause... I think my wife just got home too, so.
Nice. Good time.
Dragon Age?
It's a website!
Hello? Are you still there? Guys, hello? Travis? Chris? Jeff? Geoff? Oh, man.
Hello, Prime. Welcome to my world.
How did you get so big? You look like a giant chameleon. Wait a minute, of course. He's a giant chameleon. No wonder he can speak fluent French and German. It all makes sense now! David Cage is a giant chameleon!
Did you not see him perform? It was pretty obvious if you had been paying attention!
No, but pay attention to this!
I am impervious to attack!
You must have some sort of weakness! Who would create a boss fight without a weakness?
Quantic Dream!
No! You're right!
Now give me the cartridge!
Okay! Sorry, Rage, I failed you.
Now let's see what we have here. Partner forever on the Atari Jaguar. What's this? Batman equals forever. Batman equals forever!
Batman equals forever? That is just... That's stupid! How could that help, like, any game? What? Batman equals for... I know it's true, but... What?
No! The power is too much for me!
Now where am I? I'm back at the spaceport. Oh, and there's Rage, yes! Woohoohoohoo! Cavalry!
Told you never to call me that!
So, what took you so long?
Oh, I just got waylaid. I had to fight a guy calling himself Liquid Smoothie Man or something like that. He's dead now.
Alright, cool.
Did you get the cartridge?
No, I had to get it to David Cage. Oh, there it is.
Quick, give it to me. Thanks.
Okay, so we're going to get out of here now.
Yeah. I'm just going to go back to the helicopter and get my PSP. I'll be back in a second.
Wait a minute. We're going to the helicopter.
Andy doesn't have a PSP. I'm the one with a PSP.
Where are you going? Where are you going? Come back!
No, I'm just going to the, you know, like, the, I've got a wee, and just goodbye.
Crap!
Scuttle the continent.
Hi everybody! Down to Forward X, episode 4, the 4th edition, was brought to you by the letter V, the number 26, and the raw talent of Ragin' Prime. Special thanks go to Interactive Distractions, and, of course, without his permission, voice clips of Paul Eiding. Have a fantastic Christmas, and a happy new year. And just remember, I'm never gonna give you up, I'm never gonna let you down, I'm never gonna turn around.
Hello, sir. Yes. Yes. No, they didn't suspect a thing. The quantum code has been destroyed. Yes, sir. Newt, sir. They have no idea that I've been triple-crossing them. Yes. Yes, sir. As you wish, President Kotick.
It's a website!
All lowercase.